DJ Artistic. DJ Artistic. Something about
the West Coast. You know how we do it. Say that you got it all.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
Burn until the sun burns your eyes. Keep burning till it sets on the west side. Let's ride, just ride all night. Let's just ride. Just ride all night.
Got a ring pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Booze be jacking other booze, but then I'll be jacking mine.
Shot call in the big ball. Advance to the next level in the game.
I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
I'm good, I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good.
Doing hella shit. At one time, my definition of happy, man, is fizzing, slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like, yee! RIP to the Mac.
Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong,
wrong,
and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check.
Let's go. Let's go. Hi, welcome back. Welcome back. Raw and Uncut.
Welcome back.
Studio just opened back up.
Yes.
In the studio.
You know, I guess they getting a little lenient on the rules of California.
We're 6 feet-ish apart.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 feet.
We're complying.
But I mean, I'm just happy to be back. I mean, this is very therapeutic for me, so.
Let me check the temperature first.
I know we've been doing a live. I know we've been doing a live on YouTube, man, and that's been very, very good.
Yeah.
But it's always good to get back to the roots of true podcasting. You know, like hip hop is, they always say, you know, this is a certain style, you know what I mean, that really is podcasting. Like if you're just doing video cast, that's pretty much what it is because you know, podcasting is a little different.
Hey, is that a new term, video cast, or is that out there?
Nah, I don't think it is.
It's out there now. I think you came up with something, video casting.
Yeah, I'm back in the studio.
I'm going to trademark that shit.
Hurry up.
Well, welcome back.
Yes.
This is Akeem. This is Raw and Uncut Podcast. And of course, we're going to go around the studio and we're going to say who we are naturally.
Okay, so this is Lynn Kaz. I'm so happy to be out of the house and not just taking a walk or going to the grocery store. Happy y'all could join us. Do not forget to subscribe. I don't know if y'all can like it, but if you can, go ahead and do that too and share it with your peoples.
Like it. Yeah, you can like it.
Yeah, man. Like it. Like all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and once again, it's the drop in every now and then. Co-host Jay Roman of what we call the Raw and Uncut Podcast Show.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. Our little intro, I feel like on here is a lot better than it is on YouTube. I mean, I feel like on YouTube is a little stiff.
Think so?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm getting into my groove, like Madonna.
Yeah, I started kind of getting used to it.
Yeah.
But as soon as we came in here, I was like, yeah, this is it.
I almost forgot about it.
I like this way better. I do.
It's smoother, ain't it?
Yeah, I just like it way better.
Yeah, smoother. This is a studio appearance. I think eventually we're gonna have to probably start doing it in here.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have to get y'all pictures up and we're gonna have to get some stuff back here. You know, we're gonna have to line it up real nice up in here.
Need to have a photo shoot.
Get it right up in here. But look, let me start off with this. Let me say this first and foremost. To all the people out there that listen to my show, I very much appreciate it. We all work really hard on the show. We all work extremely hard to make sure that we come with uncomfortable conversations. That's kind of what I thrive myself off of. Mm-hmm. It's real easy to talk about, what can we do to make her happy? What can we do to make him happy? You know, those type of simple but needed conversation talking points. But I thrive off of, you know, talking about things people think about but don't really want to talk about because they feel it may be offensive to somebody. You know, it's kind of like I've always been, you know what I mean? Like, I've never been afraid of any soul, any human being, you know, just, you know, in the physical and the flesh. But, you know, let's talk about it.
Shoot, ain't none of us scared.
So I was strolling down, you know, I'm a Twitter guy, so I was strolling down Twitter. And I seen Kelly Rowland come on, and she said, this is not a thirst trap. and she had on a small bra and some panties.
So it was a thirst trap?
So it definitely was. It definitely was a thirst trap, right? So, you know, of course, I don't give that of my energy. Yeah, Kelly Rowland. Yeah.
She got a new song out right now.
Which was Kelly Rowland?
Kelly Rowland was the bootleg backup for Beyonce.
No.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's the Destiny Child.
Yeah, the one who...
I'm going to show you.
She's a darker skin.
She's the chocolate one.
She's the chocolate one.
She's got a beautiful video out now called Coffee.
I need Twitter now.
I'm about to show you.
I need to see this.
I'm just going to say right now. Anyway, it was very thirst trappy, right?
I need to see this picture where she claims not to be thirst trapped so I can thoroughly understand what you're talking about.
Investigate the situation.
Well, what I'm saying to you is... I'm going to see if I can find it while we're talking. But what I'm saying to you is that I felt... as if she is now made it fashionable, that it's already been fashionable.
Hold on, my eyes.
It's already been fashionable.
It's changed.
It's already been fashionable, and then so now she done put it on another level.
Mm-hmm.
It's making it acceptable. So now these young girls are going to be out here thinking and believing that they're going to be thinking and believing that this is okay to do on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and post my body. This is what I'm worth. And you know what's crazy?
That's not Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, that definitely was. Yes. Look like a little boy.
She looks different.
Huh? Yeah. It says Kellyandra. Is that her name for real name?
Yeah. So she's married. So, so you know how women do it. You know what I mean? You know, they change their last name if they for real about him. You know what I mean? So that's what it all the way.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? But look, let me talk about this real quick because it's been on my mind. So the women are like telling men to respect them in so many ways. Get to know me. Understand me. Like really figure things out about me.
Right.
But when you're sexualizing yourself, as a whole, as a group, how is it that we go into it without thinking, okay, we just want to just smash this? How is it that we just don't think about that off top? Like they want a lot of respect, but yet you're sexualizing yourself. And there's a lot of women in the comments saying, "Oh, you go, girl. You know, you doing your thing. I see you out here." Mm-hmm. So they high-fiving each other,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So now those high-fivers have kids, and they're going to high-five their daughters to also be thirsty with the thirst trap.
No. I don't even think kids should be on social media. Like, I really don't. Everything is not for everybody.
I agree.
And you control what you're able to see on social media because what you see is dictated by who you follow. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a child has no business following a Meg Thee Stallion for real or, you know, anybody who.
Did you say Meg Thee Stallion?
Yes. A child has no business following Meg Thee Stallion. You know, that's the adult. That should be adult content. There really should be a parental advisory on some of these pages. You know what I'm saying? But it really is up to the parents. So, you know, all the responsibility falls on the parents, period.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm still talking about how women want to be betrayed in a certain way, but yet they're over-sexualizing themselves to take away from someone who is wants that respect. It's going to be very difficult for them to get that because all we see with our eyes is women sexualizing themselves in order to market themselves. I mean, IG is full with it. When you got IG models, the shame. Remember back in the day, a model used to really have an agency, walking doing all these type of things in order to
campaigns.
Yeah, all this stuff. Now they call themselves IG models. Yeah.
That said, right? in parentheses.
If you go to their pages, they have several thirst trap pictures.
Most of them.
Most of it is
NBA, NFL, hockey, baseball, thirst. Thirst trap pitchers. Because that's what they're after.
For a specific market. They're not advertising the dude working at AMPM.
No, the street or the gas station. The gold digging instinct in them is coming out.
Well, they're getting their money.
Well, it most definitely is. The IG girls, I can't really hate on the hustle. right? I can't hate on the hustle, but I hate on the tactics, right? I don't like the tactics of showing their body in order to validate, like validate themselves as being someone. Like,
that's not a validation.
It definitely is when you're asked looking for likes.
No. But
when you don't get the follows, when you don't get the follows and likes, you can be beautiful with 2 followers.
Absolutely.
You can be beautiful with not even being on social media.
A lot of people are. You know what I'm saying?
But some women say, hold on real quick. I'll let you talk. When some women be like, I put this picture out and then nobody even put a like on it. Like, how would you feel? How would you feel right now? I don't know how many followers you got, but how would you feel if you put a little picture out there, you thought you was looking real cute and snatched up, looking and you put it out, there and not a soul put a like on it?
I mean, I would feel like, did they see this? Is this broken?
That picture would come down so, picture, you know so quick.
So actually, picture that times 10.
It would not come down.
So picture that times 10 for the IG models. Picture that times 10. You know, I'm going to stop saying IG
it's
models.
It's a slippery slope.
Why? They own IG.
Thirsties.
And they modeling.
They're thirsties.
I just think this is, you covered a lot of different stuff, right? This has been a big conversation since the very beginning, right? You have a lady come in wearing something that is, you know, a string, right?
Risque.
A string, something risque and stuff like that. And then she'll turn around and be like, yo, don't treat me as if I'm wearing this string.
Or post something super
talk
like
to me as
conscious
if I'm
under
right.
It.
Like, so it's
we
just kind of like
one people,
you know, I certainly believe that no matter what you wear, you should have a certain amount of respect. Like, I shouldn't be calling you out your name or anything like that. But let's not pretend that when you wear certain things, you're going to get a certain amount of attention. And absolutely, that's the thing that always kind of trips me out is like when you're wearing certain things, then you want to act like you shouldn't like, you know, I can't believe he would look at me and say like, you know, your titties out.
The energy you put out.
You got a star on your titty.
Right.
Like,
no, the energy you put out definitely dictates the energy that comes back to you. Not to say, because sometimes, you know, like you get unsolicited responses. You know what I'm saying? So that happens too. But I personally have had to mute a homegirl of mine because I'm just like, why is she putting all this on Instagram? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to see that when I'm scrolling down my timeline. I don't need to know what your body looks like.
What was she doing?
Basically had nothing on. Yeah, there was some kind of traps going on. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to bees in the trap.
So listen, everybody might not know what thirst trap is. Can somebody go ahead and get the official definition
really
of thirst trap?
Because I don't want to seem like I'm a high and mighty, I don't do stuff. You know, because I will post, like if I go with my friends to the club and I look cute, I will post a picture that looks cute. I'm a naturally sexy person. I cannot help that. But I also respect myself. So it's not what you do. I think it's how you do it as well. Like, you're never going to catch a picture of me scantily clad anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not going to happen. So I just want to say that. Like, I'm not here to judge.
So thirst traps are when a person is either scantily dressed, little dressed, and either they want feedback or they want to click on their posts or they want follows. It's always something.
It can equal money. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to get more followers. They're trying to get more clicks.
And they're trying to get it up. And I get it. But the thing is that what they're doing is the same thing rappers was doing in the 90s, right? They were calling all the women bitches and hoes. So growing up, we call them women bitches and hoes unknowingly, right? About the situation. Right. But now.
I never women. Called them.
Oh, I was a bitches and hoes, dude.
Bitches and hoes.
I was a bitch and hoe guy.
Actually, you know, I did say
there was some
I like hoes.
Yeah, there was some bitches.
Back in the day.
I like hoes.
In different area codes, each your own. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just being real, dude. Like I'm just being all the way 100. Like, right now, women, like men are scared of women. And let me tell you why. This Me Too movement. Right. Let's just start with that. Right. And then we're going to say things like women are out here portraying themselves over sexualized. I remember a woman used to be very proud to have pictures with the family. And now And now they prefer to be out with their homegirls at the club, at the spot with four kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, the family is no longer attractive.
Maybe they're looking for a stepdaddy when they're at the
no,
club.
No, they be claiming to have men, but most of them simps. Because what happens
maybe,
is,
maybe
too,
they just
you got to understand, simps,
enjoying themselves,
simps are like, a part of this, too. Simps are a part of this. Because simps, what they do is they allow them women to do what the hell they want to do.
Well, answer
and
me
I,
this.
And I know, hold on real quick. Beta males don't understand what I mean right here. But what I mean by allow, meaning if you're with me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm with you, you represent me. And if you out here not represent me well,
mm-hmm.
then this business that we got going on is now over.
It's not like going to continue.
You're not going to be out here thirsty. Like the rule always been for me, for every single person I ever been with in my life that as an adult was, there's no back-to-back weekends. You go out with your friends 1 week, or you're going to spend some family time this next. You're not going
to
just be out
there
two weekends in
balance.
A row. No. And even
there
then,
might be occasions.
And even then, every other week ain't cool either. Don't make this your lifestyle. You know what I mean? Don't make this your lifestyle. This is something that you shouldn't be doing. But let's get back to the thirst trap part.
Right.
The thirst trap part is that us as men need to speak up. Well, instead of being thirsty in the comments.
They view a little different, though. Like, I was going to ask Lynn is that, you know, maybe you can explain it to me a little bit better when they be like, well, we took control over.
I don't believe in that.
Our body, or we took control over our sexiness, like you know, our sex.
Yeah, that's
like,
fucking bullshit.
What is that? What is that? Explain that to me.
If you're sexy, you're just sexy. You know what I'm saying? But
I know what you mean.
I feel like
take
a lot
control,
of times,
like they say that a lot.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I just took control over my body. Like, you know, I'm in control.
I'm gonna exploit myself instead of allowing somebody else to do it.
Right. Break that down for me. I don't, you know, I'm not.
It's that womanness stuff.
Tell me what that really means.
You can stand in your power. If you choose to, and first of all,
so what is
everybody
power?
Should stand
in what
stand
power,
in your
power like?
Of who you are as a woman, as a man, whoever you are, you have your own personal power. So you can stand in your power and you can represent yourself in any way, shape, or form that you choose to. However, if you put yourself out in certain ways, you're going to get certain type of responses. And I feel like it's dangerous for women who maybe have been sexually exploited or traumatized. They might feel like the only value that they bring to the table is how they look. And so that might lead to a mindset of, well, when I present myself, it has to be overly sexualized. But since I'm doing it myself, it's not as harmful as if somebody else is making me do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that might be true. From other people, they might be more conservative. I personally am a more conservative person than that. But, you know, if you're sexy, you're sexy. It's gonna come out. You don't even have to try hard for that to happen.
Well, they're trying to make some money off of it. So,
well, and that's different.
You know,
that's their business. So
they're making money off of it, right?
And there's a lot of people that respond to it. But it's like that video that you sent out too with the guys that were talking about why is every woman posed the same wearing the same outfit?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like it is a little played out.
The
you
same
know what I'm saying?
Duck lip.
The same. Yeah, the
you
same
know,
pose. It's
all
a little.
Gotta have like
every,
a super big booty. Like
every
and little and tiny thighs.
All of them pigeon-toed.
Right.
I don't know why they all pigeon-toed, and they all take pictures from the top to the bottom.
Also, Instagram is a big marketing place for people who are selling sex, literally. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at the whole picture.
Literally.
Like
they got prostitutes on IG?
Absolutely.
I ain't know that.
So let me ask you this then.
What?
Because we
I ain't seen it. I really don't be digging like that, I guess.
Yeah, that's why a lot of them are putting themselves out there like that.
Nah.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of IG models that's like for the NBA players and the NFL players
and
for
what
the
do you think
players,
they're doing for
the
them?
Baseball players.
What do you think? Do you think they're
going
to get wiped up by them, or do you think they're going to
sell all the time.
A service
they,
to them?
They do all the time.
Yeah, they'd be losers.
These rappers and stuff be wifing the IG models and
some
and
of
the
them.
Players be
but
wrapping
a lot of them like
you,
get
them
your, you have your Selena Powells who will get money from these dudes and then turn around and tell all their business, like how she recently did with Snoop when he was had to come out and make this big display about his wife. But she's
so,
been
so
with,
what happened? Snoop was cheating?
I mean, tell us.
Yes.
I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah. There's this notorious. She's like the superhead of today. She's like the Cat Stacks. You guys remember who Cat Stacks was back in the day? She was somebody else who really kind of put herself out. She was basically a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
who would get with a lot of rappers and a lot of sports people and then turn around and tell their business, put them on blast. Like, you, have you guys heard of Superhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's like that. But for So Snoop got caught up?
Yes.
How
long ago was this?
Recently.
Wow.
Yeah, so about a year ago, I think they had a situation. That's fucked up, because really
you pay a prostitute to shut the fuck up and leave.
And then she put him on blast, too.
Right? That's what you pay him for.
There was this guy who did a joke on his woman, and he posted a picture with this other woman in a hotel room, and he was acting like he was cheating on his woman, and he was not. But it was basically like a prank he was doing on his girl. And so
that's a dumb prank.
But Snoop went in the comments, and he was just like, that's a cheap hotel he got her in. And then Selena went in his comments below him was like, yeah, like the one you had me in. You know what I'm saying? And so it just kind of revisited a situation that he already had. But she's been with Trey Songz.
That's skank.
DJ, what's his
she
name?
She is a...
Academics.
I mean, she's making her way through it.
She's a whore.
Yeah, definitely.
A glorified whore.
To me, she's kind of clout chasing, though. And keeping herself relevant by doing...
They all still know
who
she is, though, before they even deal with her. At this point, everybody knows who she is.
She must be good at what she do, then.
I don't know, but she gets paid. You know what I'm saying? So,
like I said,
nothing is for free.
She must have a talent that they're paying for.
I don't know.
Been getting caught up for, because ain't no way.
Especially like
Trey
Songz.
All these bodies.
Come on,
then,
bro. Like Trey Songz and them, bro. Like you, Trey Songz can go get the regular woman that's probably banging more than her.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need with this woman?
Well, like I said, you paid them to shut the fuck up and leave.
That's
like,
what they're supposed to do.
Get out.
Like, and I don't want you feeling bad. Like, you don't feel bad, because this is what you do. So
she puts everybody on blast. She has little tutorials on YouTube.
So Snoop had to come out for his wife.
Teaching females how to thirst trap dudes and how to go into the DMs.
Oh, I need this information.
She's a professional then.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm giving her. If she teaches somebody else, she's professional hustling. Thirst trap.
Hey. She's talking about there's like you guys can pass around.
Hey, and so Snoop came out.
He just came out and was like, posted a picture of his wife and him together and was just like, oh, I love you, or whatever he said to the woman.
Cute.
You
she
be there
cute.
In the good and
she
bad times.
Cute.
She has her good and her bad days, you know what I'm saying? And good pictures.
You're talking about this light-skinned woman right here.
She's like Hispanic, I believe, something like that.
Ain't shit. I mean, exactly. you don't bet the bank on that one.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know,
I mean, she's kind of cute,
but
she's a tosser upper.
To me, I see a lot of women walking,
on a regular street,
in a regular street grocery store.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful
killing,
women out
killing,
there,
killing like, him, bro. You didn't need to do that,
right, you know.
Right, but I'm telling you, she will literally go into these dudes' DMs and say little things to them, get them to respond to her if she doesn't meet them in person or doesn't meet them through somebody else that she knows who's putting her on, like.
But she's getting passed around then.
But she's getting paid for it. See, and the reason she posts the picture she posts is because she's advertising what she's going to get paid for.
She's probably on IG.
Okay. You know what I mean? She's definitely on
IG. So she's all in then.
Yeah.
She's all in. She's like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I will fuck you and fuck your life up too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's their fault.
Yeah.
Hey.
But I'm
sorry.
It happens. It happens all the time.
I'm not betting on that. That's their fault.
Like, hey, if you get caught up with this one,
like the first victim, maybe you know you didn't know, but after she starts putting on people on blast,
I'm a professional.
You know what she's about.
Thirst trap,
damn.
And we'll fuck
she
kind of
ruined her. I'm pretty sure she ruined her bag too, because ain't not near one.
No,
star
they're still paying her. She's still getting. It's still happening.
I mean, they got kegels and all sorts of stuff they do to.
No,
keep
I'm not
shit.
Talking about that. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
the money bag.
For you too.
Yeah, messing the money bag with all the other people.
No, I'm telling you, they are still on her.
Because like, she's garbage. She was garbage.
I mean, she, you know, like I said, she wasn't cuter than some people I see walking around, but, you know.
She'll do little story times on YouTube and put over her little stories on blast. Like, that's how I heard about her. Her first little story with Snoop, because I was like, what? What happened? Played the video, was like, oh, this is crazy.
So But then so many ladies will come to her defense and say that the dudes are dumb. If they didn't want to get caught up, they shouldn't have been there. And then on top of that, we're basically like, she's not doing anything that is hurting her female status, right? Like nobody looks at, like, do women look at other women and be like, yo, she's a hoe?
Yes.
Like, because the way I'm hearing it from public, right, is that, you know, no, they're not hoes, they're not this, they're not that. How do
That's
women?
That's the definition of a hoe.
Does women even view other women as scantless anymore?
Absolutely.
As scandalous women, like, no. like.
Yes.
Do they even view that? Or they'd be like, oh, girl, get your bag, get your money, get you this, no, get them dudes.
The truth.
You know, you all right. Ain't nothing wrong with you. I heard a mama say one time for real, go ahead and wear that outfit. You ain't going to have that body your whole life.
I seen a Haitian mom.
That's crazy.
I seen a
Haitian mom dancing with her daughter.
It was a crazy.
And then her
outfit.
Daughter started doing some freaky stuff. And she was cheering her on. Like
it speaks to the mentality. It depends on the mentality of the parent. If the parent respects themselves, they want the child to respect themselves. If the parent does not.
This video is called Thoughts in Training.
It's a series that she started.
Okay, so now peep this out, though.
This is what I'm talking about.
Do you see why men.
But she does not represent all women.
Right, but do you see why men is like, yo. Don't think that. Yo, like.
Dude, this is what we've been, this is what we've been saying.
I'm confused because.
Confused by what? There has always been hoes and there's always been women that respect themselves.
Right, but it's to the point though where it's like there is no such thing as a hoe.
She got a video said the Game rapper did what to me?
She got a blue face video. She got the Game. She got what's his name? That's married to Tammy Rivera.
Snoop was funny. That's what the video's called. Snoop was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you got props.
She better be healthy. She better hope that she don't be in a body bag somewhere.
She just got beat up by Tory Lanez's girlfriend recently. She was in the hospital with a little sling or
part of the game
on her neck. Not a sling. You don't wear slings on your neck, but you know what I'm saying.
Man, I don't believe physically.
Hey,
that anybody should touch you physically shit.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If you ruined somebody's life and that wasn't the deal.
Well, he ruined his own life by being a part of it.
No. We had an agreement, and you broke the agreement. I can't help what people around me gonna do to you.
I don't know, man. Like,
you know what I mean? Like Tory, what's his name?
Tory Lane.
Yeah, Tory Lane. Like he don't give two fuck. Like he ain't got nothing to lose anyway.
Yeah, so
his
girlfriend went and beat her up.
But I'm sure she went smashed on him. I'm sure she went smashed on him because he's one of them dudes that just don't give a fuck. He just don't.
So we talking about some Hollywood shit that's some lifestyle that we don't even like. They weird all the way to begin with. Because I'm just saying, ain't no way, like, everybody I see getting caught up with this chick. And, you know, but my homies is like, yo, the gush is good, though. You know, and I'm be like, okay, well, I'm going to just go ahead and try this gush. Because you all tell me it's good. But she catching everybody up, though. Mm. Okay, whatever. She's going to really like me and not catch me up. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So exactly.
That's that Hollywood stuff. Like, I don't know, man.
So let me transition in this a little bit. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, I was reading a book and, you know, in one of the books they were talking about how, you know, soulmates, that belief of a soulmate is a myth, that everyone has that one person out there in the world that's just for them. Like, just, do you guys believe in the soulmate? Do you guys believe in that?
Hell no.
I'm just saying.
You don't even want to talk to me about this because I done broke this down a whole bunch.
What did you say? Lynn?
I said I agree to.
No. See, here we go with the fence. Talk about it. I want to hear her. Let me hear her first. Let me hear what you got to say.
I don't necessarily think there is one soulmate for the rest of your life. It might be a reason, season, lifetime kind of a thing. Yeah, that's what I believe. And there could be a soulmate for the rest of your life. There could be a soulmate, somebody you're supposed to connect at this particular point in your life so that you guys can both learn and grow and get. Yeah, you know, it could be a seasonal soulmate. That's just how I see it. So I'm trying to explain it to
y'all. I don't
believe
in seasonal soulmates.
I just don't understand now. So you are saying there is not one soulmate then?
There might be, and there might be seasonal soulmate. It probably is going to be different for everybody.
She's on the fence.
How are you going to have multiple soulmates?
She's
on the fence. Actually have one soulmate.
She can't say it.
Like, is it?
She is on the fence.
Do you have one soulmate or not?
It's hard to say one person for the rest of your life. You have
Thank
to be able
you.
To
so
learn
that's a no.
and grow with
that's
that person.
Okay,
it might
so
just be a seasonal thing, or it might be a lifetime.
So you don't want to be married.
So if it's a lifetime, then I'd be the soulmate then.
I don't want to be married to just any man.
That's not what I ask. You don't want to be married.
I mean, I do want to be married.
So this person is going to be forever.
When I find that person, that connection that I want to be with for forever, then let's lock it in.
Have you been proposed to before?
I have.
How many times?
2 times.
Were they your soulmates?
They were not my soulmates.
Okay. How do you know they weren't your soulmates?
Because I didn't feel like that.
So let me say
your
this.
Your feelings let you know.
No. Sometimes you can eliminate that though, because the most successful marriages are arranged marriages. Did you know that? They last the longest. Like, that's statistical.
In cultures that don't believe in divorce.
Okay. But
why should we believe in divorce?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't believe in divorce, right? Yeah, if you're going into it, you shouldn't believe
in
divorce.
I don't. That's why I haven't been married.
So what I'm saying to you is, in general, like,
prenup.
If it should, it doesn't necessarily need to be a feeling. Sometimes this guy's, it checks all the boxes off, but a two or three, that shouldn't be something you pass him up on, right?
No, it is a feeling. It's a feeling and it's experience. You have to be able to go through seasons. You have to be able to see them.
See, women, this is why women fail. Life.
I don't think so.
This is why women fail. Because a man would love a seven, like be in love with a seven. We can lust over tens, but we'll be happy with that seven. And we know that this seven in the long run is going to treat me great. Yep. She's going to do the things that I want her to do. She's going to be great to the family and the kids. But this 10, she's high maintenance. She's going to want too much. She's going to do too much.
Yep.
And see, women, they don't divide it like that. Women actually go on earning power. Like, if they feel like this man can earn a lot of money sustainably.
Because the ones who propose to me are very well off. You know, they do very well for themselves. That's why they got, I was only concerned about shallow money.
Too. That's why they got close. That's why they got close to you. That's why they felt like they could ask you to marry him.
I would say that's why they got close to me. I would say that also because of my personality, you know what I'm saying? We did click on certain levels, but I want somebody I can grow with. I don't want somebody who is not into spirituality. And then I'm the only spiritual one in the house.
So neither one of these men, did you break up with both of these men?
I did.
Okay.
Have you ever been dumped in your life?
Once. It was devastating.
As an adult?
Yeah. It was devastating.
What age was you?
It was a couple years ago, so not that long ago. Yeah, it was devastating.
I don't even want to get into that.
Even though he came back around and apologized and tried to get back together.
You was dumb.
I was. It happened. You know what I'm saying?
Did you cry?
That's the truth. Yes. First of all, I cry if I break up with somebody. It's hard. It's a hard thing for me.
That makes no sense.
I don't like that.
That makes no sense.
You're sitting here breaking up with me crying.
Yes. I'm like,
why are you doing this to yourself?
I want you to know.
It's hard. I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
See, me, I'm total opposite. I want you to know that I have zero feelings about this situation.
Oh, no.
So I need you to understand it. This is really final. I don't want you to think I'm on the fence.
But when I'm done, I am done.
I don't even like to tell guys that I don't like, that I don't want to continue. I mean, I will. I have to tell them I don't want to continue to see you. But even that's hard for me. I don't like to disappoint people.
So you got dumped.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was.
Did
hard.
You think he was your soulmate?
I did. I thought he was my soulmate.
But now you think you have another soulmate.
So now that he came back around, if you thought he was your soulmate, why didn't you give him an opportunity?
Because now that I step back and I have ego. Hindsight. No, not ego. I have hindsight. Mm. I was able to see. Sometimes when you're in love, exactly. Sometimes when you're in love, you overlook certain things.
Oh my God.
And when you fall out of love, you see things more clearly. You're like,
I was told you don't fall out of love.
So let's bring it back to the original thing. Do you believe in the soulmate thing or not?
It's possible.
God.
It's possible.
That was your soulmate you missed out on. So now
I don't believe in soulmates.
Not necessarily.
You're just running the streets.
He could have been I'm not running the streets, first of all.
Well, I mean,
first of all,
you know what I mean.
You
know what I mean. Like, you're not going to find another soulmate. That's it.
No. Anybody I end up with, I love hard, so I'll be in love again.
Okay, there
I'm not
you go.
Worried about that.
Yeah,
you know
I agree
saying?
With that.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I'll be
that's
in
good.
Love
that's
again.
Good to hear that.
And
yeah.
I'll be loved. I mean, I have since then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you've loved since then?
Yes.
In 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, well, hell no. It takes me forever. It takes me forever.
You got over your soulmate in 3 months.
Yeah,
that ain't
for real.
No soulmate.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, dude.
Come on. It was a hard. No, it took about a year. It took about a year. And it was hard. You know what I'm saying?
It took about a year.
A year.
About a year. How
long did it take you to go back out and start dating? How long did that take? A couple weeks?
No, a couple months. About 5 months.
Did you hear this? A couple damn months.
About 5 months. Yeah.
That is okay. So let me so
I have to live my
let
life.
Me open this thing up about soulmates thing. So I was reading and it's called The Rational Man. So basically what they were saying was that because of our mind being programmed at a very young age, meaning the television romance the romantic side, is that what it's called? They put that in television. They put like one person being your soulmate. They put one person that you marry. They put one person as being a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Barbie
they
and
put
Ken.
Everything is dealt with one person.
Mm-hmm.
But having a soulmate is also dealing with just that one person. Everybody wants to feel like there is somebody for everybody, but that is a myth. The numbers show even the human number show that it's not enough men for women in this world. So we can't even say that.
I still think there's somebody for everybody.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to fantasize about that. But let's be honest and real. Soulmates, if this is your soulmate for women, why is it that you can marry a man, be with him 30 to 40 years mm-hmm. and beyond, this man dies, and then 2 years later you can remarry?
Because you still have to live. Yeah, some don't.
Some don't.
Some don't. I have an aunt now who, after my uncle passed, I don't think she's ever going to marry anybody else.
Let me give you a scenario.
And some people just need that companionship
My thing is about soulmates is like, it's so funny that most of the people you wind up dating are people that live in your city, people that you work with or go to school with, people that, you know, pretty much around a certain amount of mileage from you. So you mean to tell me my soulmate is never across the other side of the globe?
For real.
Like the soulmates always just happen to be at your job or happen to be at your school?
Yeah.
All of a sudden y'all soulmates? Y'all been going to the same grocery store forever? And, you know, my thing is,
soulmates are a myth.
Yeah. Well, why is it so close? And then on top of that, out of everybody on this earth, I just lucked out and found my soulmate.
That's definitely possible.
At the laundromat?
Your souls are drawn to each other.
Absolutely. We're just drawn to each other?
It's garbage.
It's the energy.
So nah, let me give you.
I believe in percentages.
So Lynn, I'm going to give you a scenario. And you know what, J-Rome? I'm going to give you a scenario too, right? This is the same scenario. And I want you guys to answer it, and I'm going to use it. You can use it a female or a male, right?
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm definitely a picture of female.
Of course. So what I'm saying to you is, if you got married,
whatever you're into,
it's a okay. you get married, you was with this person, and throughout this marriage, you've been together 30 years already. But in this marriage, you guys purchased two plots together.
Mm-hmm.
Two plots,
like death plots, you know, so you can get buried next to each other, right?
One on the left.
Yeah. So, and then you die, right? So you get buried there.
Mm-hmm.
She remarries in another 3 years, or you remarry in another. Do you still go back and get buried next to the person that you had the plot with?
Yes.
Hell no.
Hold on,
do you have an extra space on the other side?
Hold on, did you say it? You hear this?
I'm like, hell no.
Do you hear this?
Can we all three be together?
But what I'm saying to you is, now that you done remarried.
I feel like that's something that you tell your partner when you remarry up front. You know, if you've been with somebody for
40
years.
He's dead.
No. Your new partner is alive. Right? Your old partner has passed.
So you're
going to
have this conversation like, I'm going to get buried.
I'm letting you know right now.
From the beginning, like, hey, so, you know.
Your new husband is not going to bury you next to your old husband.
But I'm just going to be honest with him and let him know. Like, we're going to talk about our past. This is what happened.
So basically what you're telling him is you want me to bury next to your ex.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, we bought two plots.
So in your internal love is going to be with this fuck nigga.
I'll be with you for the last 3 years.
He was a good dude. If we were married for 30 years, he was a good dude.
Yeah,
what if we have kids together and then, you know, I don't know.
Your new guy is sitting there. Y'all been together, what, 3 years? What'd you say? Like, how long have the new person been around?
You tell them from the beginning what's going on.
Right.
And they decide if they want to deal with it or if they don't.
I'll tell you right now, that will only be accepted if they have a plot next to their wife or husband that died.
They might.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to talk about this. We don't know what each other has going on. But if you thought that far ahead in the future, like, I bought my plot. How many people have a plot already purchased? You know what I'm saying?
I want to get married next to my ex.
Right.
So
I get it. I don't know. I get it, but I'm just letting you know, like, if you remarry, you're not obligated to that individual anymore. That's just how I feel. Like,
my thing is,
no matter if you're dead or not, like, I said, if you're my wife, I don't want you to remarry. You need to keep this last name. And that's how you honor me. Don't fucking remarry. You can be whoever you want to be with after me. But if you remarry, like, that to me is a problem.
Shit, I'm dead.
I'm internal.
I'm dead and gone. Take care of my kids.
Nah, hell nah. When you do that,
don't let my kids change their name.
I'm selfish.
Don't let my kids change their name.
I'm selfish.
Like
I'm selfish in a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let my kids change their name.
She's gonna adopt your kids off.
No, she's gonna adopt them off.
She's gonna adopt them off.
So how you feel about the changing the name? That's how I feel about the kids, though. Don't do that with the kids. Now
they got a new daddy now.
My thing is this. This might work, though.
I might be good to my husband. Treat him right. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be with somebody who's going to take good care of you. Just don't get with somebody who's going to waste the opportunity.
When I die, I want you to take three breaths and then die, too.
Like the Egyptians, I want everybody, the husband, the kids, everybody, die. Let's go in this tomb together.
No, not the kids, man. Not the kids.
Everybody. The servants, everybody.
Damn.
The animals.
They was cold with it.
Everybody.
And this is shit. You know, this is, I put on songs, too, that I vibe with. You know, and before we leave, I just want to say this word. Shout out to NDIRE and what she's saying in his song. She's basically saying, you know, if I'm in the image of him, this man, then I'm fly as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because this man is fly. And this man I follow, this man that I give myself to, he's the shit. And you know what? Shout out to the women that understand.
Make good choices.
What lane they're in. You're the neck. You're not the head.
But you are the neck. Understand the power.
I don't even want you to be
the,
my neck. No
you
could
be the strongest neck in the world.
It's not an option.
Just have you're second, not the head. You a second person. You choosing to follow me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a neck. Real. A head can't move without a neck.
For real.
You can't survive.
So
I.
We do.
Be like head detective on a lemon color.
Yeah. Oh, that's me for real though. I do not know what's next. Keep me alive as much as possible. I don't care if I got a two eyeballs and a lip.
Yeah. Just not me, bro.
Wiggling my lips.
Mr. Potato Head.
Put me on top of the shelf so I can
see. Man.
Even Mr. Potato Head has Mrs. Potato Head.
Hey, bro. Let me go. Let me go, man. My spirit is no longer with me if I'm looking like that. He's not there. You will see me, but that mother.
She can't have no other husband after you.
I don't
she
know what's next.
Akeem is not in that. Is not just in that head right there.
She gotta keep you because she can't have another man. She gotta keep you.
Put me on top of that shelf. I'll be two blinks. Mean I'm thirsty. We'll figure out some form of communication.
You're
watching all the soap operas.
Don't be so handicapped. She can cheat right in front of you and shit. Ride somebody.
She'll turn you around.
Turn you around. And you just hearing her shit. You just
right.
You just hearing the back.
Hey, I'll roll off that shelf. Like, forget this. It's time to go. I'm rolling off this shelf right now.
Oh my God, man! I tell you,
they be like, you killed your eyeballed husband.
It's been real. So let's do final thoughts.
All right.
Let's do some final thoughts.
Go ahead. Y'all go first.
Okay, so my final thought is maybe we have multiple soulmates in our lives. Maybe we have one soulmate in our life. I don't know. But I feel like if you do run into somebody who makes you feel those butterflies, you need to take advantage of that opportunity. Unless you're already in a relationship, then just be faithful. That's my final thought.
Oh, okay. So if you ain't with your soulmate, but your soulmate comes
if
to you.
If you ain't with your soulmate, then don't be looking.
You know.
Or then look. If you are, then, you know, don't be available to that energy. You know?
You got final thoughts, man.
Or love should have brought you behind home last night.
So my final thoughts is if you going to be in a marriage with anyone, I think you need to honor them even after they're gone. I'm just an individual to feel like, if y'all had start having this discussion. I know some of y'all just don't care, like you, J. Roman, but I'm a person like, if you marry, it's supposed to be for internal. Like, you're not going to be, you're not fucking marrying nobody else. Like, I can't have you changing your name after I'm gone. So I gave you all of me when I was here.
Yep.
But then when you still living and I'm gone, you going to give yourself to someone else
you
in
do not
the
want
last
her to be
name?
Happy.
Fuck that. So so let me just say this again. I just want y'all to understand I'm a little different. I'm a lot different, but that part of me right there, I just have these beliefs in my head that I live by and I'm gonna die with.
I feel you.
And I want I want my kids. I want them to understand the same thing. Like, bro, like, hey, this is what it is. Like,
I mean,
this,
I would
this
love
grandpa,
that to happen.
Grandpa like this. That's grandpa.
I would love that to happen where I was so impactful in her life that she don't even want to even get married.
Like Bumpy Johnson's widow.
Yeah, like I just don't want. Well, there's nobody
she
else.
She probably knew something was coming. If it,
there's nobody else to that.
But
nobody,
she never
who's
remarried.
Gonna mess, who's going to mess with Bumpy Johnson's
Well, he
ex-wife.
Died of a heart attack, but she never remarried after that. And she said she would never, because she could never meet a man that was like her husband. That's what she said.
See, that's the type of
that's what she meant.
That's not a woman you want.
I want naturally, though, you know. If not, I'm going to haunt the fuck out of you. nothing will ever seem right no matter where you go.
So I'm like, babe, go ahead and remarry.
All right, well, listen, this is my final thoughts. Everybody, I'm happy to be back in the studio here where we can actually see the individual and the pauses and the breaks. I hope y'all can feel the energy. Please, please go ahead and do the like, subscribes, and comment with us on all the social media pages the other hosts have. And yo, do me a favor. When this pandemic is all over, can y'all still continue to wash y'all hands? Because there's so many nasty motherfuckers I was seeing back in the day walking out of the bathroom
dirty
without washing
fingernails.
Their hands.
Right.
These dirty fingernails.
Yeah, I'm just after after pandemic, can you still wash your hands?
Please, please, please.
You know, and I seen this meme the other day. It cracked me up. It's about this toothpaste where the toothpaste is like, yo, we've been here. The mask is new. You're just smelling your breath now.
Oh!
Wow.
So
get your hygiene up.
Yeah,
keep
your hygiene up and keep washing your hands, please. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Like, you know, I'm starting
stay
it now.
Safe.
So I'm
stay
starting
safe.
It right now.
Shout out. This is dedicated to the Thirst Traps. I'm gonna put this on.
Give it to me. Put your pussy lips on live. Whoa.
That's that Boosie.
Oh, Jesus.
He got he created a song for all the Thirst Trap women. That came on his IG and start showing their body parts on IG that he got banned, and he came back and he created a song because he said put him online. If you put it on live, I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah,
and they went crazy.
I bet you they gave money. I bet you he had to give out some money.
Oh, he did.
That's the same one who said his sons at 12 he got them prostitutes.
Yeah.
No.
So I just want to give a shout out. Hey, this is Akeem.
This is Jay Roman.
And we are out of here. Goddamn, girl, you fine. Sit that phone right between them thighs. We going live. Puss. Pussy all over the phone. All that pussy. Shit, the strip club clothes. Better jump on this bitch. If you rich, shout, bitch. Better jump on this bitch. Put your pussy lips on live. I'll give you $1,000.